In this module, you learned about various assessments that are used to guide the DBI, or Data-Based Individualization, process. The two types of measurement are progress monitoring and diagnostic assessment. Progress monitoring, for example, curriculum-based measurement, or CBM, is really important in DBI because it provides instructors with a set of baseline data that can be used to determine appropriate goals and to evaluate response to the interventions and adaptations that you're provided. A great thing about curriculum-based measurement, or CBM, is that it provides a reliable, valid, and efficient assessment tool for teachers to get a really good snapshot of where students are when they start the DBI process and to monitor the progress to see if students are responding to the interventions that are being provided. The second form of assessment that was covered in this module is diagnostic assessment. Diagnostic assessment allows teachers to go a little bit deeper. This type of assessment allows instructors to understand why a student may be non-responsive. So instead of a simple, brief, one-minute CBM, often teachers are going to provide additional assessments, perhaps more standard assessments. They also may do a qualitative analysis of the data collected in CBM. So instead of simply getting a score of how many words correct per minute, they may do some investigation of the type of errors that were made when the student was reading. And this information is important because it can be used to provide guidance for making adaptations to instruction. The diagnostic piece is critical because it ensures that teachers are using data to guide the adaptations to instruction. So assessment and data are critical aspects of the DBI process. And in current schools, many teachers are collecting a large amount of data. The reason for this is primarily because many schools are implementing RTI or MTSS and have established systems for progress monitoring. However, in most of these schools, this data is rarely used to actually guide instruction. DBI is a systematic process that can help teachers who are already collecting data make the most of the data they are collecting to improve the outcomes of students with disabilities.